Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I go to Sydney, Australia, New South Wales. Jeremy Zakas, my longtime reporter from Australia, with breaking news. What I have is 16 hours out of date out of Sydney. New South Wales has officially hit the 80% double vaccinated mark, triggering eased restrictions. Premier Dominic Perrottet announced the milestone this afternoon, tweeting 80%. In NSW, been at a long wait, but we've done it. Feels great to break this news. Jeremy, you are in New South Wales. We are breaking news. What does this translate into? Can you have more than six bottles of beer? Hiya, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Six bottles of beer would be a light night, I tell you. But it is true. We are now out of lockdown mostly. From tomorrow, we no longer have to wear masks out in public. We can remove them finally. While we do still have to wear masks in enclosed spaces such as buses, on planes and in indoor venues, we can go out and get back to some normality. But the biggest part is venues are opening. We can now go to the pub. We can now go to nightclubs. We can And our New South Wales Premier Perrottet actually said this, we can go dancing again, John. We can get out there and do our normal lifestyle. But this is all from tomorrow, and it's all thanks to the fact that yesterday we officially hit the 80% double vaccination, which was confirmed today by statistics. And here in New South Wales, at least, we are well and truly on the road to some kind of normalcy.
Travel, Jeremy. Is there any clarity about travel to or from Australia?
The travel question is still a little bit murky, but The fact is right now that at least New South Wales is moving ahead with trying to open up international borders. The fact that we've hit 80% vaccination opening up New South Wales means that we are going to be starting accepting international flights soon, even though that means we can't actually move between some of our own state borders. For example, from New South Wales, I can't go to Melbourne yet and vice versa without having to quarantine for 2 weeks or get an exemption. But at least being able to go overseas, that's opening up. But the big key is too, now moving into our capital territory down to Canberra, where all our politicians live and work. That's opening up as well. So from New South Wales, we are able to move around Australia more freely. And certainly the 80% will probably open us up to the western side of Australia, way out to the west, where we haven't really been able to travel for a good part of the year.
Oh, let's do your geography, Jeremy, because you grew up with it, but we're imagining it here in the North Temperate Zone. Sydney is in New South Wales, the most populous of your states, very large. Melbourne is in Victoria, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And Victoria is still restricted. Brisbane is in Queensland, north of you, and you are not free to move to Queensland yet, is that correct?
Not yet. That is correct. And I should point out, too, that Queensland is bordering, like Victoria, on our north and south borders. So Queensland to the north, Victoria to the south, where Melbourne is. Queensland also is one of those places where a lot of people from Sydney, I mean myself included, we go for holidays. We do travel quite a bit. So not being able to move up there into the beautiful tropical environment of Queensland has been hard, but it looks like Queensland is considering opening the borders too, and it's really banked on the fact that we've hit 80%.
What about Adelaide? What state is that in, and what is its status? Do you know?
Yes, Adelaide is in South Australia, which is just to our west. It's abutting the New South Wales border there to the west. At the moment, the travel restrictions haven't changed yet. You're still required to have 2 weeks of quarantine in South Australia if you go there, or 2 weeks when you come back to New South Wales. But there is considerations that with this latest 80% that there will be at least a lessening of the restrictions. We might be able to travel back to Adelaide. Adelaide is my hometown, so I'll be able to go back and visit my parents and the Rellies for a visit. But that's still to be nutted out this week. And, John, we're really in this, I guess you could say, grey phase now where we're hitting our targets. The promises made by New South Wales Premier Perrottet and other premiers about opening up that magical 80% have been promised, but now it's time to put rubber to road. So we're seeing how they're going to roll those out, how they're going to actually put them into play. And, I mean, I'm optimistic on this one. Honestly, I'm thinking that within the next couple of weeks, we should see a fairly heavy opening of borders.
Now, Jeremy, has the public been prepared for the fact that positive cases will continue to climb and there will be hospitalizations and there will be tragedy? Does the public understand that opening up doesn't eliminate that possibility?
Yes, yes. In fact, this is probably one of the best things that the state premiers themselves have actually done. The federal government, not so much, because they've really stayed very high. They haven't gone down into the weeds on this topic. But the state premiers have told the public that this is going to be a COVID normal. It won't be back to the way life was previously. We will have to expect that even with borders opening up, with people vaccinated, people will still die. People will still be put in hospital. We'll still see people in intensive care unit day to day, and numbers will go up and down. We're used to it now. We get the numbers basically every single day, number of deaths, number of new cases, and it's become a very normal part of the news cycle. So for Australians, I think we have been really made accustomed to what we're going to see with COVID and living with the fact that people will die, unfortunately.
I want to check on a few more cities, what I know of Australia. Darwin, way to the north, off of Indonesia. Is it still closed?
Darwin is still open to, I believe, South Australia and Western Australia. I will have to double check that. But for anyone from New South Wales, we do still have to go through the quarantine period. Effectively, John, if you think about it, look at the eastern states, Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. If you draw a line just to the left of those states on the map and then basically divide the country in two, that was roughly how the restrictions really broke down and how the lockdown happened. So everything to the west, they could travel relatively freely through this last 6 month period. But everything to the east, to the right hand side of that line, we've been the states that have been heaviest locked down. So going to Darwin right now, I'll have to double check because tomorrow I believe I still can't without doing the 2 weeks vaccination. But one good thing is that we can now travel to Tasmania, which is our littler state, the island state to the very south of Australia. Hobart has reopened again and we can actually get out and about across the very small amount of ocean that we travel to Tasmania. But that was a win too because Tasmania was very much an island fortification through most of COVID. They didn't want people in. They didn't want COVID. But now they're opening up. They're opening up.
Jeremy Zakas, he is in New South Wales, Sydney, with very good news about the reopening of New South Wales. We can presume when we next talk to Jeremy that more states will be open, having achieved the virus goal that the premier set. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.